Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Well, Brad, we did it. This is the 300th episode of our podcast.
I don't really know whether to be proud or concerned that we, in 300 episodes and a significant amount of time, that we haven't found anything better to do than to talk about random Disney stuff. But you know what?
I just can't believe it's been 300 episodes.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, I am extremely happy that we've kept on doing this. I love getting to do this podcast with you. So. On to 300 more, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, man. Yep. Way back on December 2nd of 2013, it was episode one.
Almost, oh, my gosh. We are so old now.
Almost 8 years ago now. Oh, my goodness. 8 years. Neither of us had kids.
That's when FastPass was still a thing.
Yeah, and paper.
It was free. And, oh, wait. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I remember talking about FastPass Plus. Like, oh, could they do it with your phone? That's crazy. What crazy talk.
And you're gonna have to schedule your fast passes. I don't have to make a dead run to the kiosk. Where's the fun in that? everyone likes it, you know, when people are getting elbowed on their way to what, Rock and Roller Coaster or Tower of Terror every morning.
Anything that makes Disney more violent is fine by me.
Well, it's clearly going the wrong way, Jeremy, but it is what it is, and we'll keep talking about Disney. And even though, honestly, with some of the news that has come out this week, I almost came to you and said, we need to talk about, we got updates about, right? And, like, good news to talk about, but we had already talked about what we wanted to do for our 300th episode, and I wanted to stick to it because we did all this work last time to set this up that we needed to bring it back.
So here's another round of What's That Sound? We did this back in May of last year, which I can't believe it was that recent. It feels like forever ago. But May of last year, we played What's That Sound, where we did 5 rounds, where one of us played a sound and the other one had to guess what it is. And to celebrate episode 300, we're going to play the game again. So the rules are, one of us will play a sound. If the other one can guess the sound without any hints, that's 3 points. If it takes one general hint, which is usually what park it's in, but some sounds, you know, that may not be applicable, but just a general hint, if you get it after that hint, it's 2 points. If you need a more specific hint and you get it after that, that's 1 point. If you don't get it at all, obviously 0 points. But if you guess incorrectly, that's also 0 points. So you can't just throw out a guess to try and get the three and then take the hints. If you make a guess right up top and it's wrong, 0 points, your turn is over. And there's we each have five sounds. So 5 sounds, 5 rounds. 2 sounds per round. That's 10 total sounds.
For those of you at home to get right well before we would have gotten them and go, you guys are dum-dums. How have you had a Disney podcast for this long and you can't name these simple, simple sounds?
And may the best man win.
I mean, I did last time.
Yeah, 9-8 by one. You won by one. And now I have a grudge.
Yes. And now, who's going to go first?
Well, you went first last time. So I think I'll go first this time because clearly the person who goes first is always the winner.
Right. And now by go first, are we saying that I'm going to play you a sound first or that you're going to hear a sound first?
I will play my sound first because the thing that you said, both of them are the same thing. If you play a sound first or I hear a sound first, that would be the same thing.
Dang it, you figured me out. Okay, go ahead, play.
But I will play my first sound now.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh, I need more coffee to play this game because I know that sound. Oh.
Would you like to hear it again? You can hear it as many times as you want for no penalty.
Yeah, go ahead. Play it again. I'm going to go ahead and take a hint.
Okay. The general hint is Hollywood Studios.
Gosh, I know that I know the sound. I'm trying, like, I don't even know what to talk out about this sound, though. Because if I'm being totally honest, I wasn't going to go with anything in Hollywood Studios. That's how.
Oh, no.
Oh, I am so off tonight. Okay, I'm throwing in the towel right now. I lost at this game. I'm horrible. okay, I guess I go ahead and give me the second hint.
It is a nighttime show.
Okay, then, I mean, that's got to be Fantasmic, right?
It is Fantasmic. That is the very intro to Fantasmic.
I appreciate you just giving that to me at the end.
Because, what else could I say? Just... It's audio that comes out of speakers. I don't know what what more specific hint I could have given you.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad I went ahead and took the second hint because, like I said, I was just, I don't know. It was so familiar, but I was just dumbfounded by it. I think you're right. I think the person who goes first doesn't go well for them. So I guess now you're going to just run away with this thing, right?
The half a second after I cut it off, they say, dream a fantastic dream. And I feel like you would have totally gotten it.
I would have appreciated that in there as well. But I understand why you didn't put it in there. So, okay, well, I got a point. Yay me. So I guess here is your first sound.
Okay, well, that, I mean, that feels too easy. It's a train.
It's a train, okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I say I need a hint and you tell me Magic Kingdom, like, I've wasted the hint. But it's like
I'm not going to make
too
you
simple.
I'm not going to make you like specify the vehicle here. I will tell you that for sure. So it's not like the name of the specific one that this is or anything.
Is it the Walt Disney World Railroad in Magic Kingdom?
That's gonna be 0 points, bud.
Shoot.
Because that sound maybe. But that part right there means that it's the Expedition Everest.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
That's the train whistle for Expedition Everest.
If you had said Animal Kingdom, I would have... Oh, dang it. Okay. Let this be a lesson to everyone. Take the hint.
Don't. Just take the hint.
Don't do a blind guess. I knew it was too easy. You lulled me into a sense of confidence. Dang it. Okay. Well, that was a mistake on my part.
But you won't make it again.
It's a greedy. I got greedy. Okay, here is your a second sound.
You're going to have to play that again.
Here it comes.
What? What's that? Just go ahead and give me the hint, bud.
Magic Kingdom. Hint number one.
Oh. Yeah, that makes it better. Go ahead again. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm pretty sure I'm hearing yo ho ho ho, but there is no way that's Pirates of the, you know, that's the Pirates ride.
Oh, yo ho ho ho.
And I'm trying to think if there's like some show or something that's Pirates related.
Oh, here it is again. Just pay real close attention to your consonants here.
A yo ho ho ho. A yo. Is that what I'm supposed to be picking up on here?
Away in quick time. Play it slower. I'm trying to help you.
I don't know. Mine can play it slower.
Yeah, but I use a
speed control.
I don't use a real computer, as you like to say.
That's very true. Yes. Oh, man. And that little ting at the end, too, is weird. I guess you're going to have to go ahead and give me my second hint.
It's a parade.
The 3 o'clock parade. I mean, I don't.
All right. Well, Brad, that is. Oh, do you concede?
I concede. Okay. No, it's okay.
That is a clip from the Rainy Day Character Cavalcade, which is actually, come to find out, a song by Manhattan Transfer, the a cappella band from the 90s. It's a song that Disney kind of co-opted and covered and made into the song for the Rainy Day Character Cavalcade. But, yeah. So what you're hearing, I'll actually play you some of it. I didn't
a little
cue
bit longer.
This. Yeah, I didn't cue this up, so just bear with me momentarily.
As the Magic Kingdom proudly presents the Rainy Day Character Cavalcade.
Okay. So you were just getting a boo 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 of the Rainy Day.
You could have played more of that, and I would have not gotten there because I have never seen the Rainy Day Character Cavalcade. So
you
could have played a nice chunk of that, and I still would have been clueless.
I'm not surprised. The only reason you would have seen it is if you were there when it rained during the 3 o'clock parade. And Claire and I just happened last time we were there to have gotten the parade rained out. And they had the Rainy Day Character Cavalcade, and it's just a bunch of characters wearing raincoats walking through the Magic Kingdom down Main Street. Like, it's really fun.
So what we're learning so far at a total of 1 point between the two of us is, once again, we have no business doing a Disney podcast. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to give you what I think is going to be a really easy one for you so that, you know, this will get you on the board and we'll, you
know,
just seal
my fate. So I can have some confidence back?
You'll have a lot of confidence. So here we go. All right, Jeremy, go ahead. Knock it out.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Come on, man. I know this one is...
This is not a really easy one.
...sticking in the back of your head. You want to just throw out a guess and just...
No. Dude, I did that already. Stop trying to trick me. I'm not a smart man. Give me hint number one.
Hint number one is Epcot. You want to hear it again?
I would have said Epcot. Yes. Yeah, play it for me again.
All right. All right, now this may help you now that you are certain it's Epcot. Anything just jumping out to you now?
I mean, the fact that you said it was going to be easy for me and the fact that it's Epcot makes me think it's Living with the Land. And it sounds like the Land Pavilion, but it also kind of sounds like World Showcase. It's got that real cheesy, like, theme park music thing. And I feel dumb.
It's almost like it's at a theme park.
Yeah, I feel dumb that you said it was going to be super easy, and it's not. You're really playing the game, Brad.
So are you gonna go ahead and put your guess in, or do you want your second hint?
Well, I don't want the second hint to be... Well, I guess if the second hint is attraction or show. Okay, it's not... Are all of your things, do they all still exist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not playing anything that doesn't exist.
Okay. So it's not Illuminations.
No, it's not Illuminations.
It almost sounds like the, like...
I will tell you that it's not that because that's something that doesn't exist. So I'm not going to do that to you. These are all... Currently in the parks.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know. COVID restrictions notwithstanding, this is all stuff that's currently in the parks.
Give me the second clue. I'm not sure.
The second clue is the Land Pavilion.
Okay. Is it Living with the Land?
It's Living with the Land.
Yeah, dang it. That's, I knew
that's
it.
Totally
I
what
knew
it, is.
It. I knew it. I would have gotten 3 points with that guess, but I was gun shy from round one.
Well,
shoot.
And should have believed in myself. The reason I figured it would be easy for you is because, number one, it's Living with the Land, and, you know, you're a big fan of Living with the Land. And number two, In the last time that we did this, you played a Living with the Land clip.
And we talked
about the pan flute. And I'm like, well, this has the pan flute in it. So he's going to immediately be like, oh, that's got to be Living with the Land.
I literally listened to that episode 2 hours ago. I didn't believe
in
myself.
I guess you were just a little too gun-shy. But yeah, that's actually from, you know, so you took your clip from the beginning of Living with the Land. I took my clip from the end of Living with the Land.
Well, I learned a valuable lesson today.
Yeah, all the little hexagons and things with all the different people. That's where that clip comes from. So
I learned a valuable lesson today, to believe in myself.
But your other valuable lesson is you're on the board and tied, Jeremy. So
yeah.
It really wasn't that hard to get there.
I'm in this thing. All right, Brad. I'm looking at four sounds here. Trying to decide which one to throw your way next.
Well, given how I've done thus far, you can pretty much throw anything at me and I won't know what the heck it is.
All right, here we go.
It's a cave. go ahead and play it again. Okay, I can think of a couple of different things right now that it could possibly be. So what's the first hint?
Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Okay, play it again. Expedition Everest.
You are correct, sir. That is when you get stalled at the broken tracks on Expedition Everest.
Which is funnily enough, one of the tracks I considered using tonight, but I didn't. And you know, but then I was like, but what about if it's something like Jungle Cruise, you know, like as you're going through the tomb or the temple or whatever, you know, and I'm forgetting what it sounds like or something like that. But then when you said Animal Kingdom, I'm like, that's gotta be what it is. So,
yep.
Okay. So that did give me a hard earned two more points,
3-1.
I now have the equivalent of one fully answered question with no hints. So I guess, I'll have to hope that you don't, you know, get this one right off the bat and that you need at least one hint for your next one. So here is your next sound, Jeremy.
Beauty and the Beast. Where in Disney is isn't it Beauty and the Beast? I know you're not going to tell me, but that's Beauty and the Beast. Okay, I'm solidly linked. I'm solidly sold that's Beauty and the Beast. Obviously, I'm not second guessing myself.
Okay,
but where would you hear that? There's a Beauty and the Beast stage show in Hollywood Studios, but there's also a restaurant.
There is.
In the Magic Kingdom.
There is.
Do they play the music in the Magic Kingdom? I don't know. I've only eaten there one time. Wasn't impressed. Did leave.
Wasn't super impressed. Haven't come back.
Dang it. The reason I remember eating there and that I wasn't impressed is because I had to call my mom 6 months before we went to Disney World and ask her what she wanted to eat.
Yes, I remember because you had to pre-order your meals back then. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey, Mom, when we go to Disney on Tuesday, what do you want to eat?
what are you going to be feeling like when lunch rolls around?
It says you can just change it, so I don't know why they're asking me to ask you to pre-order it, but I do need to know what you want.
Don't assume that you can change it, Mom. Assume that you are stuck with whatever you say right now.
What you're going to want 200-ish days from now, if you could just let me know, that'd be great. What's my first hint? And man, if you say something other than Magic Kingdom or Hollywood Studios, I will die.
Your first hint is Epcot.
I'm dead. Epcot.
Epcot.
Epcot. Well, we don't swear on this show, so shoot.
I am so glad that you, I was like, please don't guess. Cause I at least need to tell you that you're really barking up the wrong tree here with your current guesses.
Okay. There's not France Pavilion.
Now, Okay, so now that you know what the sound is, or now that you know where it is, do you want to hear it again?
Yeah,
sure. So you can think about just in Epcot, okay?
Okay. What I'm thinking is the current, soon-to-be not current, World Showcase Lagoon fireworks show.
Epcot Forever?
Epcot, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember the name of it. And is it going to be counted against me if I can't remember Epcot Forever? Thank you.
No, I wouldn't count that against you. But yeah, so the name of the show that you're talking about is Epcot Forever.
Yes.
So your guess is Epcot Forever?
Well, hang on. Yes, my guess is Epcot Forever.
Impressions de France is the correct answer.
Gosh. Dang it. I've never seen Impressions de France.
Well, I've never seen the Rainy Day Character Cavalcade.
France Pavilion doesn't have any Beauty and the Beast stuff, but is that even Beauty and the Beast? Or
actually,
they do.
So it's similar to a Beauty and the Beast song. I don't know that. So that's actually like a piece of classical music.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know that they use that exact song in Beauty and the Beast. But
I can never release this episode.
I know the track
you're
talking about.
Interaction we just had makes me sound like such a ding-a-ling that this can't be released.
No, because everybody who hears that is immediately going to go, you know what? Yeah, I totally hear the Beauty and the Beast song.
Jeremy's
My problem
a
is
very
that every,
smart person. And Brad,
every time I hear that song, I always think Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
So you can, because you can hear that too. So, you know, if not a song being used in a lot of media, you know, it's music that has influenced a lot of media. So yeah, that is the Impressions de France, and maybe you should go and watch it. And
yeah,
actually there is a Beauty and the Beast show, because remember they've got that sing along show, or they've got something over there.
Oh yeah.
It shares time with Impressions de France now.
I only ever think of the one over in Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
You're right.
So, but that's not what that came from, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, Brad. Here is your next sound.
Sound number 4. I have no flippin' clue.
Okay. I will say this one is extremely obscure, and I will give you pretty specific hints on this one because
you better just go ahead and throw out hint number one, bud.
Okay, the first one is this is a resort.
Okay.
And I will say consider the music that they play at resorts, and as part of your hint, I will say that this is not a specific event song at a resort.
Okay. So based on the hint that it's a resort, my first thought was California Grill at Contemporary. And based on the hint that it's a resort, I mean, the Contemporary feels like a good fit. I mean, maybe Grand Floridian, could also fit it, but I think Contemporary makes more sense. But just because I'm not 100%, go ahead and just give me the second hint.
Hang on just a second, I gotta sneeze. Nope. Come on. Dang it. Okay. Well,
you need to leave that in.
I did need to sneeze. All right. Hint number 2. This is at Port Orleans.
Wow, I'm sure glad I took that second hit, because I was in the wrong place. Okay.
I think you would be absolutely shocked at the Contemporary Resort's music. It is
at their playlist. Well,
Not California Grill, but the Contemporary Resort. Their playlist is so 90s and cheesy that you wouldn't believe this is what they play at Walt Disney World. It's crazy.
I mean, I guess more than anything, I was looking for what you might have some
affinity for.
Exactly. And so maybe that's why you would pick a certain place or a certain piece of music or something. But okay, so need to
honestly,
figure out
Brad,
where...
I picked this one because you've stayed at Port Orleans, and I was right. trying to help you.
I appreciate
because you're
I
my
appreciate
friend
you trying to help me. okay, go ahead and play it again. Now that I know it's Port Orleans. I mean, I'm just going to go with like Port Orleans lobby music.
Give me which half you think.
That's going to be French Quarter.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. That is the French Quarter ambient music. That is just what is kind of played softly over the speakers at the French Quarter.
Yeah. So it would be played in the lobby, but yeah, no, that was a rough one for me.
Yeah.
I will thank you for helping me out there, because otherwise I was totally not going
to
get there.
I would never have expected you to just know, I think that's the resort loop for French Quarter.
yeah. I mean, everybody, I honestly do listen to some resort music from time to time. It's like all of the ambient music for the parks and the resorts can be really great to like work to or something, because it's made to stay in the background, right? It's made to not demand attention. And so I think it's wonderful for that kind of stuff. And, you know, you find those really long loops on YouTube and stuff. And oh, yeah. Yeah, just set me down. So, all right. So that puts me at an averaging 1 point per question right now.
Yeah, it's a big 4-1. I'm not doing great.
Yeah, so... I think maybe you'll catch up here, though. So let me go ahead and play your next track.
Hurricane Simulator?
Yes, Hurricane Simulator. That's what it is.
I don't even know. Sounded like wind. Where is there wind? That one is extremely confusing. Oh, what if it's Living with the Land again? That would be a funny trick.
Can I help you out here, that I was really trying to really mess with you? This is Disneyland.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to give that to you straight up gratis.
Thank you.
Because otherwise this is just not fair, because everything we do is Walt Disney World. This one is Disneyland.
Okay. But still, sounds like wind. What's windy at
And
Disneyland?
I mean, I'm also going to tell you that I can't tell you, you know, oh, just listen and you'll hear it within, you know, like listen close. There is no closely to this. Like, it is what it is.
Can you play it again?
Yeah.
So my thought for a second was that was the Mini Adventures of Winnie the Pooh in the Blustery Day part, but that exists at Walt Disney World also. Right now I'm trying to think of what things are at Disneyland that aren't at Walt Disney World.
I did not say that this does not exist at Walt Disney World. I simply said that the audio that I have is labeled for Disneyland. So,
okay.
In order to be completely upfront with you, this particular audio came from Disneyland in case there is any difference that I might not be detecting or that I might be misremembering between, you know, that you needed to know it came from Disneyland.
Okay. Give me hint number one.
Hint number one is, oh gosh, this is going to be hard because I already gave you Disneyland. I mean,
is it okay? So let me ask you a question. Is this Disneyland or is this California Adventure?
This is Disneyland.
Okay.
This is, I'll give you this. This is Disneyland / Magic Kingdom. And I will even tell you that what you're hearing is present in both. But like I said, I'm just not sure if there's some difference between the two.
Okay. I'm going to take a chance.
Take a chance?
Yeah. I'm going to take a chance on this. And I'm going to guess the Mini Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Dang it.
That would be Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, of course.
At the beginning of the attraction, you know, when you've got the skeleton and the with the tattered sail and everything.
Yeah, obviously. You say that, yeah. And immediately the
you hear it in your head.
I saw it. Yes, like as soon as you said that, I the scene popped into my head. Oh, so. Clearly, that's what it is. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. I couldn't remember if in Mini Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, if there was music in the blustery day scene or if it gave you 10 seconds or whatever of blusteriness before the music came in. And I was betting on, that was my big chance, was that it did not give, or that it did not have music. For the first part, like after you open the door into the blustery day scene. Dang it. Good one, though. That was good. And thank you for all the hints. You're a kind person.
I felt like you were pretty gracious with the resort stuff. And so I wanted to return the favor there. I was really hoping you were going to, because I was like, if he asked for the second hint, he's going to get... You know, he's going to get New Orleans Square. And then I felt like as soon as I said that, you would have immediately, lasered in on it or whatever.
Yeah. But,
oh, well.
I was counting on you saying Fantasyland.
Yeah. Nope, that wasn't what I was going to say.
All right. This is final round. I don't have a chance.
No, you do. Because if I blank this one and you get yours with no hints, we'll tie it up.
Yeah, so like I said, I don't have a chance.
You don't have a chance.
All right. Here is your final sound.
And all of yours are current as well, right?
Correct.
Oh my gosh. Play it again. Oh, man, that is, wow. Okay, our final scores last time were 8 points and 9 points.
Yeah.
As it stands, we sound really dumb.
4-1.
When it comes to Disney stuff. Yeah.
I think both of us got real mean with our...
I tried to get, like, I was like, well, I'm not doing, because last time I did a bunch of, like, really short things.
Man,
I was like, I'm going to try to pick stuff.
I just feel
I
like such
super
a
long with.
Dummy for whiffing on Living with the Land so bad. I knew it. I'm still thinking about it.
You had it dead to rights. Okay, I guess give me my first hint.
Epcot.
Okay, so when I heard this, the one thing that came to my mind, like I was thinking like show. So then I was thinking, and why I asked current is because for some reason I was thinking like, Illuminations, which then made me think Epcot Forever, if you said it was current. But then the other thing that I was thinking was possibly Soarin', somehow. So I guess go ahead and give me that second hint.
The Land Pavilion.
Okay, then I'm going to go with Soarin'.
Let me play you an extended clip to answer your question.
Yep.
Like it is Soarin'.
When I heard that, I don't know why I started thinking show and then, you know, Illuminations or whatever, but yeah, fortunately Soarin' kind of snuck into the back of my head.
Knew if you got two hints, you would get that one, because there's nothing else in the Land Pavilion that sounds even remotely like that.
You remember that crescendo of Living with the Land when it just really gets into it?
With the pan flute?
Oh, man. Yes, yes. That pan flute really gets going. Okay. So, Jeremy, even though I guess you can swing for the fences now, bud. Here is your final sound.
That ended much sooner than I thought it would. Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
See, the funny thing is that sounds like something that would be in Soarin' too. It sounds familiar. Give me a hint.
Hint number one is Epcot.
Epcot. Man, this is Epcot heavy. Epcot heavy game.
It's an Epcot heavy episode, yes.
It's the... Oh, gosh. So, I feel like it's either another Circle Vision, or it's not Soarin', though. It sounds like Soarin', but I don't think it's Soarin'. But would you do two Circle Vision things? Or two, you know, Epcot shows? Is that one Epcot Forever? I'm going to say Epcot Forever. Is that Epcot Forever?
No, even though the audio could exist in Epcot Forever. That is the Mission Space Area Loop and Theme Music.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's some of the audio from Mission Space. So,
okay.
Oh, goodness, man. A dismal 5-1.
5-1. Yep. One. Not even two, just one.
Oh, man. And I honestly, like, I thought I was... okay, so I will admit that I felt like the Impressions de France was going to be kind of a tough one. The Mission Space, maybe a tough one. But I honestly figured the other three were pretty good. Like, the Expedition Everest may be kind of tricky just because... There are other things that have train whistles, and so I could see you, even if you got the first clue, maybe going with Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Yeah, dude, I just whiffed it so hard on that, and with Living with the Land. Like, those two were the ones that I was going to get.
Yeah, and I think Expedition Everest just, like, that first misstep kind of just sets you up for the rest of it to go, I don't trust anything I can think anymore, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe next time we'll try to get get started earlier with more brain cells, more neurons firing next time. Did you have any leftovers?
I have one more. Okay. I did do one extra in the off chance. Yeah, here it is. Now, I specifically chose not to play this one because I thought it was like going to be just a like you would get it in 0.01 seconds.
Well, you don't have to worry about that, so go ahead and play it again.
And excuse the crappy quality.
Yeah, no, that's it. I hear a lot of talking just because we're this is all in the post game anyway. Is that Space Ranger Spin?
Nope.
Okay. Then is it Midway Mania?
No. not.
Okay, then I'm totally on. I'm on the wrong track here.
Epcot. Something you should be very familiar with.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Yep. Now I hear it. Now that you say that, Mission Space Race.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh wait, no, that's why everything, because that was the thing, is even with the crappy quality, something sounded really familiar about it.
I just thought you would have like PTSD for that sound.
No.
And it would all come rushing back to you in some horrifying memory.
Fortunately, low enough quality that I didn't quite have to worry about that. Okay, so I had two left over. So here is the first one.
I thought there was an ambulance in the background for a second.
No, it was not an ambulance.
That sounds very sci-fi. Is that Tomorrowland?
No, it's Animal Kingdom.
Oh. Not the train to Rafiki's Planet Watch. Because that was my first thing when you said Animal Kingdom.
Not the train to Rafiki's Planet Watch.
Weird contact microphone on the train tracks or something. It's not Expedition Everest. Because you already did that. Can't be Kilimanjaro Safari. Is that? It can't. Yeah, I don't know. What is that?
Expedition Everest.
It is?
Yep.
Is that the sound of the train sitting there waiting for you to get in?
No, as you're beginning your journey. That's actually it's from the source audio track, so you don't have as much of the train sounds and stuff.
Mm.
So yeah, it works out a little bit better. And Jeremy, here is my final track. It's a little bit on the long side, but I thought you would enjoy it, so.
A Tomorrowland loop.
Okay, so first of all, it's Epcot.
It is?
Yeah, you love Tomorrowland, man. You got a thing for Tomorrowland.
I keep confusing Tomorrowland and Epcot.
You want me to play it for you one more time now that you know it's Epcot?
Sure.
I'll play part of it and then I'll stop.
Okay.
So, because it's a 40-second track.
Okay, I mean, I think what confused me, and I really hate that I keep making these like big statements, but that sounds like Future World.
Okay.
And so it confused, like, I think that's why I got confused about Tomorrowland.
Right, right, yeah, yeah, it's some form of the future. I get that.
But I love it, but I don't know, I can't pinpoint what it is.
It's in Future World West.
Now at Epcot, you walk in facing the south.
That's correct.
So west would be Land Pavilion area.
Yep, that's, yeah, so that side is the west side.
Is that Figment?
The audio, that is one little spark. But Jeremy, where in the Imagination Pavilion will you hear this music? This specific music.
The queue?
No. There's only one place in the Imagination Pavilion
the
where you're going to hear
it's
this
music. It's the bathroom,
music.
Isn't it?
There you go. And of course, I wasn't actually going to throw that in, but into the actual game, but I had to put the bathroom music in this time.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
that is
awesome.
The Imagination Pavilion bathroom music. yay, happy 300 episodes. On to many, many more, and we can get back to talking lots of news and trying to catch up next week.
And maybe next week we can figure out why I am so bad at this.
No.
Tune in next week, folks.
We were both so bad at this.
Look, but you... Okay, so I will say we both did bad this time. But, like, you at least had a chance. I did very, very bad and never really had a chance. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you, everyone, for listening to... either if you've been here for 300 episodes, God bless you. We really appreciate you. But just for listening to some subset of these 300 episodes.
Even if this is your first episode, thank you for still being here by the end of this episode. Because once again, you probably thought we were some dorks who didn't know anything about Disney based on this episode.
This thing is a labor of love. And we've told the story a million times, but we used to talk about Disney over coffee once a week and decided that it'd be fun to do it as a podcast. And we have since moved far away from each other, and this is a good way for us to, you know, keep in touch. And so we really appreciate listeners, and we really appreciate the opportunity to get to do it and to have an audience. It's really fun. So thank you. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.